Welcome to ChatGPT Curious, a podcast for people who are, well, curious about ChatGPT. I'm your host, Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Maestro, and I created this show to explore what ChatGPT actually is.
Really, though, are the files in the computer?
How to use it, and what it might mean for how we think, work, create, and move through life. Whether you're skeptical, intrigued, or already experimenting, you're in the right place. All that I ask is that you stay curious. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 my curious people, and welcome to episode 20 of ChatGPT Curious. I'm your grateful host, the Maestro, and today we're talking about how to use ChatGPT for your sales pages. Now, before I get into it, let me just say that ChatGPT will not, like, go and build the page for you on your website. I know you're dreaming of that, and honestly, what we're going to talk about is actually pretty close, and it can be exceptionally helpful in creating the copy and designing the actual page, but it's not going to, like, go to your website and put it there for you. But I'm going to go over all the things, and I'm excited to chat with you about it. So, like I said, this is episode 20, and I'm going to take a moment to celebrate hitting 20 episodes, mainly because I'm very much the type of person who expects myself to hit 20 episodes. My other podcast, Maestro on the Mic, if you listen to it, thank you, that just hit episode 691. But I also stay preaching about the value of clapping for yourself, so I'm a clap for myself. All right, we are at 20 episodes, and I'm stoked about it. Last I checked, we were at 19 ratings, so I'm asking y'all to get the numbers to matchy-match. Though, I am recording this episode way earlier than usual because I'm going to be away next week with Lex for Thanksgiving. And so my recording day falls on a travel day, so I'm recording this very early. And I did ask for ratings in last week's episode, so maybe by the time this drops, we'll be at 20. If so, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't left a review yet or a rating yet, I'm going to give you a preemptive thank you, and maybe that'll inspire you. Like I said, like I've said before, I have no idea if it helps people find the podcast. I know that sometimes, podcast hosts will say that. I'm not sure that actually happens, but I do like reading them, so that's why I'm asking for them. So this podcast, it is, again, 20 episodes in, and it's definitely a labor of love, you know, born out of something that just I had to get out of my head. And here we are. Where it'll go, no idea. But we're going to keep on keeping on, and I am grateful that you're along for the ride. So today we are talking about using ChatGPT for your sales pages. And this is a topic that kind of came about by accident, or a happy accident, as Bob Ross would say. So Google released Gemini 3 on November 18th, and it got a lot of buzz. A good friend of mine, his name is Kay He, he has an AI newsletter that I subscribe to. And he did a review of Gemini 3, and it made me want to try it. I was like, oh, okay, this seems good. I just want to see what's going on. So instead of trying it, I went and watched a YouTube video about it, because that's what I do. But the reason I watched it, because you guys know that I am interested in the overall AI landscape, and it wasn't just about, you know, wanting to try Gemini out. I listened to the video, watched the video, because I wanted to hear what folks in the field were saying about Gemini, because it's a pretty big deal that Google appears to have kind of caught up with the big names, with ChatGPT and with Claude. And so I was kind of like, let me just read some more about this, listen to some more about this. And I will probably do another episode about this, maybe at some point. But the folks on YouTube, you know, they said good things. And I actually really enjoyed the folks from Google who they interviewed, which is in stark contrast to fucking Sam Altman. That dude is weird. And whenever they interview people from OpenAI, all the people are weird. Like, Sam is definitely objectively weird. Some of the people that they bring on, the coders and such, they're just, like, awkward. But Sam is weird, and I, like, don't really like watching him in videos. Whereas the folks that were interviewed from Google, I was like, they seem normal and not malicious and, you know, this is overall good. So I decided that I'd give Gemini a try at some point, namely when I had a use case that made sense. But in Kay's newsletter, he wrote about how Gemini cooked up a website for him, and he included screenshots of it. And I was like, excuse me? What do you mean? So I decided to try it out for myself, namely because I was working on Cyber Monday stuff, which included needing to make some new sales pages. And I was like, well, let me see what it can do. But I didn't actually use Gemini for the sales page. I asked it to explain to me how the heck Kay got it to build them a website. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And I was like, is this paid? What's going on? Like, because I started, you know, playing around in it. And I was like, this is feeling like ChatGPT. It's not like generating what I want. How did he do this? And after some trial and error, I learned that he was using a workspace inside of Gemini called Canvas. Guess what, folks? ChatGPT has Canvas as well. I have used Canvas plenty of times before, like plenty of times, but namely as a way to make copying things easier. I even have a shortcut prompt, Canvasify this, when I want ChatGPT to put text into Canvas so that it's easier for me to copy and paste elsewhere. But clearly I was not aware of this full functionality. So for those of you who don't know, if you're like me, Canvas is ChatGPT's workspace for anything that benefits from being displayed visually. Translation, it is a place where, you know, ChatGPT can actually show you the thing it creates instead of just describing it. Wow, right? It is a workspace inside of ChatGPT, and it actually shows up. It pops up when you ask it, ChatGPT, to create something visual, something structured, like a landing page or a document, newsletter, something, any kind of thing, so like a layout. So instead of just giving you code or text, ChatGPT will open this like side-by-side editing area, Canvas, and it renders the page or the document, whatever it is, the thing that you're trying to preview, and you can adjust it. You can copy the code. It's phenomenal, right? So, just to kind of summarize here, Canvas is inside of ChatGPT. It's not a separate app. It appears automatically when you ask for something that needs visual rendering. It's basically ChatGPT's like built-in design and drafting space, and then you can very easily copy the HTML or the text. And no, you do not need to know anything technical to use it, which is where it's just like, holy shit, I can just edit this page with regular, what we call normal text, or plain language, right? I can just type it in and be like, I want you to move this picture up or move this down or change the color of this font. It's amazing. So when Canvas is available, right, a small little, like, this is what happens on the screen, a small dog-eared piece of paper. It's like a little icon of a dog-eared piece of paper. Like, it has like a little fold in it, right? It appears at the top right of the screen. You can click it and it opens the canvas. Or I should say it opens Canvas. It's not the canvas, it's just Canvas. If Canvas contains something that can be rendered, there's like a black button that appears at the top right side and it says preview, and you click it and voila, a fully rendered page appears. Rendered just means that ChatGPT turns the code into something you can actually see, like a real page. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it feels like magic. Like, my mind was blown. So before I turn this episode into an entire episode on Canvas, which maybe I'll do in the future once I play around some more, let's chat about how specifically now you can use this for your sales pages or any pages that you want to generate. But in this case I was talking about, I was using it for a sales page. So first off, as per always, the better the input, the better the output, right? So y'all already know I stay saying, you know, or rather y'all already know that saying make a sales page for me is likely going to generate lay trash, not going to be good. So to create the copy that's going to go on this sales page, right, that's the first step. You can have ChatGPT help you with this, but again, the better the input, the better the output. So I'm two options that I think you really have here. One, you can create what I call an offer outline and have ChatGPT create the sales page copy from that offer outline. If I put my little business coach hat on, for this offer outline, I would instruct you to write what I call the 7 P's of the offer. That's the promise, which is the guaranteed outcome, the person who it's for, right, the avatar, the process, which is the framework you take people through, what are they gonna learn, right? The purpose, why did you make this thing about you? I said, that's two parts there. Why did you make this slash like, you know, about you section? The proof, which is any testimonials, the price. So that's including any options or any discounts, anything like that. Payment options like that. And then the packaging, which was, what are the deliverables? Is it videos? Is it live calls? How does this thing work? Right. So those are the seven P's. And you can just write those out on a document. And then from there, have ChatGPT create the sales page copy. Or what I did most recently was you could upload the content from the offer and have ChatGPT create the sales page copy from that. So my personal favorite and what I just did was I took the slides from the presentation that I used in the online course, and I pulled all of the text, all of the copy from every single slide. All you could do, and I use PowerPoint, you just go to the outline view and it is the outline of every single thing that you is typed. You copy all of it, paste it into chat, and there you go. Prompt-wise, to create this copy, it can be as simple as, I'm going to paste the outline from the slides that I use for an online course called whatever. I'd like you to generate the exact copy for the sales page. Keep it short and tight and in my voice. No bro marketing or any shit I don't like. Right, that's literally the prompt that I use. Obviously, the more that you use ChatGPT and the better it knows you, the better the copy will be because it will sound like you. Right. Feel free to tell chat exactly what you want. Use my voice, keep it simple, none of that bro chacho marketer bullshit, etc. And then, of course, after it spits out what it spits out, you got to edit it to make sure it sounds 100% like you, but it is just such a hack, in my opinion, such a shortcut there that I love, right? Because it's coming from you, especially when you're like taking your whole entire outline. It's coming from you. Remember Skynet from Terminator? Yeah, we're nowhere close to that, but ChatGPT has gotten good enough that ignoring it is starting to feel like choosing dial-up when Fios is an option. Let's fix that. On Tuesday, December 9th, I'm going to be teaching a live 90-minute webinar on how to get the most out of ChatGPT as an online business owner. As a listener of this podcast, you are already well ahead of the game. But if you want some real-time demonstrations, in-the-moment answers, or just a refresher of all the good stuff packaged up real nice, come through. The link to register is in the show notes, and yes, there will be a recording. P.S. I absolutely use ChatGPT to make the registration page. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, so far we have ChatGPT helping us out with the copy for the sales page. And that in and of itself, to me, is a huge win. Next comes designing, building the actual sales page. Again, chat cannot make you like a live sales page on your website, but it can fully render one for you, which means that it can fully generate the code for it. And depending on your tech proficiency and your tech tenacity, you can then copy that code and put that wherever your page builder is. If it's, you know, it's very easy with Kajabi. It wasn't so easy doing it with WordPress just because of the page builder I have on that. I'm going to try it with my other site, but it was incredibly easy with Kajabi. It literally was just copy and paste. Very worst case scenario, you can just use it as a visual mock-up and then look to recreate that on your site. That is going to be, you know, a bit time intensive, and you may not be able to get it to look the exact same way. But if you struggle with like coming up with a visuals for something and like how you want it to look, this can be really, really, really helpful. But also, you can have ChatGPT, you can ask it to help you put it on your site. And that's what I did for Kajabi. I was like, how can I get this page? And it was like, yo, just copy this whole thing. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So the prompt that I used for this to generate the actual page so I could see it was I took the copy that I, and the text rather, that I had for the sales page. Wow, my words are gone. The text or copy, whatever you want to call it, that I was going to use for the sales page that it had generated and I was happy with. I took that and I said, please use this copy to create a fully rendered sales page in Canvas. Right. Of course, be sure to include any style preferences and like, you know, brand colors, fonts, specific sections that you want. But that's literally it, right? That's like really fucking cool to me. You just paste that in and then it makes the fucking page for you. A fully rendered page. It's just like, that's incredible. From there, like I said, you're inside of Canvas. You can type whatever you want to change and it will regenerate the code and it changes it. It's incredible. You can just be like, I want you to move the picture down. Like, I want a different font color. This is not showing up like this. and it just changes it and generates the code. It's insane to me. Right? Yes, again, you need some tech tenacity, but ChatGPT can and will hold your hand. And it's just, it's so patient. It just is incredible. Like, just as a heads up, I'm thinking of the things that I had to do. Just like making the, because it makes it, I literally copied the entire code. I pasted it into Kajabi. It told me how to do that. And then I needed to make the buttons live. And so like I needed the URLs for that. And if you want to put images in it, then you can't just like put it like a JPEG into the code. So you need to have them as media files. So there's like a little bit of tech steps that become second nature the more you do it. But to me, still, this is incredible what it can do. And you don't need nearly like hardly any coding skills at all. Right? So again, the next step, the big step, is how you get this page onto your actual site. And that is I want to say it's a whole other beast, quote unquote, but it's really not, because you can ask ChatGPT to help you with this. And, you know, like literally it was just copy and paste, copy and pasting of the code. But again, that depends on whatever site that you're using. I think that probably the most applicable approach for the general population, folks listening to this, would be to either just, you know, using chat for the actual copy for the sales page and maybe not using it for the actual like layout of it. But if you do have the tech tenacity and you do have, again, largely that tech tenacity, I would simply make chat aware of whatever website you have, page builder, templates, whatever you have access to, and then be like, hey, this is what I'm using. Can you help me make a page for this? And like the simplest way that I can make it. And so I can just copy and paste and it'll walk you through it and it'll let you know what's possible. And again, for me using Kajabi, it was just literally copy and paste. My mind was blown. It's blown. So no, it's not just building the page for you. It doesn't build a live page that somehow is connected to your website. And I know, you know, folks would love that to be the case, but hopefully in giving this example, you understand that AI isn't replacing people the way that the fear mongers and the tech zealots would have people believe, right? It is super, super helpful, and it is a tool. And for those people that have knowledge of things, oh my God, it's like makes you just incredible. And those people who are willing to, you know, I don't want to say struggle through things, but are willing to work through things and have that tenacity, it can get you very, very far. Right? AI is a phenomenal tool for conceptualizing things and being like, what's proof of concept? Do I have proof of concept with this? And then, you know, and I'm thinking of things for like an app. Like you could do like the bare bones of it and then get just proof of concept. You're like, okay, cool. And then you would hire someone that like knows what the fuck they're doing. But something like a sales page, you can also just get that visual. And then if you have some tenacity, you can actually make it a real thing, or you could hire that out. But, you know, I really do think that for most of you listening to this, if you're coming over from my online business side of things, I do believe that you have the ability to do this yourself. So, you know, overall, I think it's amazing. I will continue to play around with it, and I will be sure to share whatever I find out and figure out. But I'm very, very excited about this most recent update, mainly because as well, I also bought a course on how to basically build apps. And as soon as you go and use things that are like public facing, outward facing, then you have security things to worry about. But this is just like a page, a sales page. Like this is very simple stuff. And then you're linking it to the cart. It's not like anything like safety wise has to happen. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing that I can do this. Like amazing, amazing. So let's wrap this up. How I use ChatGPT this week. For those of you who don't know, if you're new to the show, each episode I include a section where I briefly discuss how I use ChatGPT that week. This week, clearly, I used it to help me create the sales page. But I also wanted to share that I used it to help generate the lesson summaries and the final summary slide for my online courses. It is as simple as pasting the text from the slides, like I talked about before, and then asking ChatGPT to generate whatever it is that you want. I actually really like doing this and creating the summaries and the closing slides, because I don't need it to sound like me. as much as I want it to make sure that it just the main points are conveyed. And ChatGPT is so good at that, so good at summarizing. Right? And so to me, this is a huge time saver. You can do a whole entire presentation, take the whole outline from it, and just be like, hey, generate a summary slide for me that has no more than 8 bullet points. And it does it. And you're like, yes, that is phenomenal. So huge time savers all around. Would love if you guys give this a try. Hit me up. Hit me back. Let me know. But that is all that I got for you for today. Hopefully you found this episode helpful. Like I said earlier, if you did, consider leaving a little rating or a review. Let's get to 20. And don't forget, I got a companion newsletter, The Curious Companion, that drops every Thursday. It is basically the podcast episode in text format. So if you prefer to read or you just want a written record, join the newsletter fam. You can head to chatgptcurious.com/newsletter or check out the link in the show notes. As always, my friends, endlessly, endlessly, endlessly appreciative for every single one of you. Until we chat again next Thursday, stay curious.